Bitachon for Life, Shir number 72, Thursday, Parshias Behar B'chukaisai, the 35th day of the Omer. We are discussing how much ishtadlus a person has to do, and we mentioned that a person has to do what's considered enough to logically cause the outcome that we are trying to achieve. And that is considered proper ishtadlus. But again, ishtadlus does not cause the outcome. It is just a dry action that we must do. So there's a very important thing that the Beis HaLevi adds to this discussion. The Beis HaLevi in his Maimer HaBetachin in Eis Chav Dalid says a very eye-opening idea. He says that let's say a person has a business, and logically the business should be making money. But for whatever reason, he's having a hard time. So he's thinking of maybe taking a second job, or maybe switching his job, or something like that. Or the truth is, it would apply to any area in life. A person, Rachmana Litzlan, is sick, and he's taking a certain medicine, and it's not working for him. So he's thinking of taking a different medicine. The Beis HaLevi says you should not switch, because the Hishtadlus doesn't do anything anyway. And if the Hishtadlus is not working, it has nothing to do with the Hishtadlus. The reason why it's not working is because you don't have enough schusim to earn that you should get the outcome that you want. So he says you have to strengthen your bitachin, you should daven, which in Mitzvah Shem we are going to discuss, tefillah and bitachin, how they work hand in hand. Many people asked about that. But he says you should daven, you should have bitachin, and you should do tshuva, and ruchni yizdika, advancements. That's what a person should do if his business is not making proper money that he wants to make. Let's repeat that. When a person's business is not doing properly, again, we're only talking about a case where there's nothing wrong with the business. Meaning if a person's store is basically shut for whatever reason, and there's no logical way he can make money, then that doesn't constitute proper hishtadlus. That's not our discussion. We're talking about a person that does have a business that should make money. He does have a job that should make money. He is doing hishtadlus for health, for example, that should be working. But for some reason it's not working, and he wants to add, or he wants to switch. The Beis HaLevi says to do that is wrong, because if you switch, you are demonstrating that you think that the Hishtadlus is what does it, and that is false. The Hishtadlus does absolutely nothing. So if your business has the ability to make the Parnasa, stay with the business. Don't leave. The reason why the business is not working is because you don't have enough schusim that it should work for you. So work on your schusim. And as we say many times, the biggest chus that a person can work on is in bitachin. Strengthen your bitachin. Constantly remind yourself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one in charge. You could add davening also, he says, and other schusim, tshuva. He says you should be mefashvish in your maisim. You should look through your maisim and try to find something that you're doing wrong. Maybe make a kabbalah in a certain inyan. But don't change the hishtadlus. The hishtadlus is not the reason why you are having this problem. And this is especially relevant to nowadays, when because of corona, many people's businesses are suffering. But in Mirtz Hashem, they're going to go back. They're not shut down. But right now, people suffer in their business. Don't leave. The reason why it's happening is for a ruchni yizdika reason, not because of the hishtadlus. And when you are mechazik in bitachin and in other areas, but especially bitachin, and you remind yourself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one in control, Hashem will send you parnasa more than you can ever imagine.